Women wait in line to pump water at a makeshift camp in the town of Diglo, near the front line dividing northern-based rebels and Ivorian army soldiers. One of the women is Irène Tao Nioulet. She arrived here last year with her mother, her grandmother, her daughter, and a nephew.
Moi, c'est Tao Nioulet, Irène. Je viens de tout le pleu.
I came from the town of Tulepleu, where fighting was really bad. I was traumatized. If everything ends, if really there are no problems, I can go back if the security is fine. Then yes, I will go back.
The start of the insurgency by the northern-based rebels in September 2002 inflamed ethnic tensions in many parts of Ivory Coast, turning former neighbors into enemies. Mrs. Nioulet is from the Guéret ethnic group, which has accused immigrants from Burkina Faso of siding with the rebels. The Burkinabes have accused Guerres of burning their homes. Enemies coexist at the camp. There are Guerres, like Mrs. Nioulet, living alongside Burkinabes, like Sawadugu Sayuba. Mr. Sayuba says he came to the camp last year with his father and 11 brothers and sisters. He says they were chased out of the nearby village of Zouan by ethnic Guerres fighting alongside Liberian mercenaries and Ivorian army soldiers. Many Burkinabes arrived in the Guerre-dominated region as farm workers during the 20th century. Complicating matters, many landowners in western Ivory Coast are from different groups, ethnic Baoulés and ethnic Bétés, who came from the center and south of the country. A Baoulé landowner, Bernard Nzi Nyamien, says he doesn't know how other villagers will treat him if he returns to his coca plantation in the mainly Guerre town of Bloulecoin.
If people tell us we can go back, we will go back to our plantations. But we are waiting to see if the villages really want us back. That's why we are waiting, because we are not sure about anything.
In Bloulecoin, Mr. Nyamien inherited 22 hectares of land from his grandfather. He says he fears that since the war started, it has been taken over by others. At the transit center in Giglo, he has started his own masonry business, building showers and latrines. Despite the presence of people from different groups at the camp, life is tranquil. Children from all groups play together. Hundreds of French and West African peacekeepers deployed in Western Ivory Coast this year, establishing a so-called zone of confidence where only they are allowed to carry weapons. Troops are also present around the camp, which is just south of the line dividing the government and rebel sectors. But most of the camp residents come from towns outside the zone of confidence, some in the rebel-held north and some in the government-held south. An operations officer with the International Organization for Migration, Jacques Seur, says there were renewed reports of ethnic violence in the region in August.
Depuis la fin août, on n'a pas eu de demande express de la part de ces populations qui ont dit que finalement...
He says now it's clear no one wants to go home, and he adds more people are actually arriving at the camp. Since the war began, aid workers estimate more than 1 million people have been forced to flee their homes. The war was declared officially over in July, but authorities say Ivory Coast remains in a state they describe as a Cold War. A peace deal signed in January has not been implemented because of a political stalemate. President Laurent Gbagbo, a southern ethnic Bété, has called on the rebels to disarm. But their political leaders, many of them northerners, say they first want assurances that the peace deal, which includes changing the definition of who is an Ivorian citizen, will be implemented. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.